No tacos, no enchiladas, none of that for you.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do? Are you going to take it out of my ham? I'm going to eat half this plate during the break. Maybe I'll call the ICE hotline. I don't know if I'll have enough time. Sure. All kidding aside, this is actually really good, taco. These people broke the law. They broke the law to get here. And once they were here, they broke the law again. It was just serious crimes, folks. These are not like shoplifting. That's why they got to go.
You want to see a masterclass in upsetting stupid liberals, Abe? Because Carl Higbee is putting on a dissertation for us over here. Newsmax news anchor. Eating tacos while talking about deporting illegal aliens. You can't do that. Oh, you gringos. Oh, you gringos. You stupid gringos. That's what this lady's right here. You stupid gringos. Right? And no more tacos for you. No more taquitos. No more burritos or taco flavored cheeses. Why not? Well, because you're kicking out all the Mexicans. We're not kicking out all the Mexicans. The hot ones and the legal ones can stay. Right? We're kicking out the illegals. We're kicking out the illegal alien criminals. By the way, you broke into the country, so you're a criminal. But you have to commit another crime on top of that, predominantly to even be caught or captured at this moment. And you're all upset about it. And so we're not allowed to have talk. That's stupid law. Because you're stupid people. You're stupid people. Look at this. It's just a... Oh. That taco looks delicious. There you go. Oh, no. Hey, whoa, look at this. You got a fiesta bowl? You are not allowed to have a fiesta bowl as you kick out all of the Mexicans. Stupid logic brought to you by stupid people and, of course, all the right stupid fucking limp-wristed goofball roundhead lefties who've got blood clots and addiction to soy are upset about this. Oh, I can't believe that's racist. That's racist. You know what's racist, you dumb fuckers? Turning a blind eye to criminality because you're afraid of being called a racist, you stupid morons. You know, the people predominantly attacked by illegal alien lunatic criminals are other illegal aliens. Remember, the mainstream media press told you this didn't happen. The Joe Biden administration told you this didn't happen, despite the fact that it's on camera, where you've got a Venezuelan torture gang in Colorado, and they're beating the doors down because they're extorting the other illegal aliens inside of this building because they've got no recourse, right? And so the trend that Aragua gang members taking over the apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado, where Martha Raddatz told you it's not a big deal because it's only a handful of apartment complexes. Look at the pretzel you got to wrap your brain into in order to protect yourself against being called a racist by these dumb fuckers. Turn a blind eye to multiple apartment complexes being ransacked. They were torturing, they were stabbing, and they were extorting migrants and illegal aliens inside of this apartment complex. The Biden administration told you it didn't happen. Donald Trump's administration is deporting them. And you're upset about it. Oh, you no tacos for you. No tacos for you. How dare you save those people of those apartment complexes? How dare you rescue them from fucking torture gangs? You said no tacos. No tacos. You stupid idiots. You stupid fat idiots. By the way, so the ringleader was just arrested for this that didn't exist. And then all of a sudden, well, it's just a handful of apartment complexes by the mainstream media press protecting the Joe Biden administration. You idiots. Yeah, we're not taking a lecture from you. Fuck you. What, are you just going to kick out all these illegal aliens? You're going to kick out these migrants? We're going to kick out the illegal aliens. Yep. Yep. And we're not sorry that we're doing that. You're not shaming us, by the way. Their own countries don't want them back, you morons. The Colombian president said, don't send them back over here. What are you doing? I no take the planos. And Trump said, well, then I'll tariff you into oblivion. And the guy goes, oh, my God, never mind. I'll send you my plane. Please, please send me everybody. And then try to pretend that he was all bold and big to his people. I tariff you 50%. Yeah, but you're not getting tariffed anymore because we bent you like a bitch. Yeah, you're taking your criminals back. You have sent your own presidential plane to pick up this fucking trash. So you're not going to get tariffed. Yeah, so you're not going to be implementing tariffs on us. Keep talking big, you stupid bitch. Keep talking big, but everybody knows you a bitch.
Shit.
Anyhow, it's all the countries, by the way. Honduras doesn't want their stunning and brave future scientists back, right? Haiti's telling you, Oh my God, stop sending us Haitians. It's going to destabilize our country. I'm sorry. Say that louder into the microphone, Haiti. Haiti doesn't want the Haiti immigrants back, boys. But I thought they were all outstanding citizens, key factors to the economic engine of first world societies, that we were blessed to have them because no single migrant would ever commit a crime. And they're geniuses. By the way, you don't want these people back? Fuck you, we'll go to war. We'll go to war. We don't want them back. Let's go to war, by the way. Let's go to war. Associated Press. Haitian leader says Trump administration's plan will be catastrophic for his country. It's not catastrophic for our country to take in all of these people from Haiti that Haiti doesn't want. It's not catastrophic for our country to take all these people from Venezuela that Venezuela doesn't want. It's not catastrophic for our country to take all these Colombians that Colombia doesn't want. If you buy that logic, you're fucking stupid, and that's why you're a stupid liberal with blood clots and probably a whole bunch of fucked up DNA. So, yeah. Tell us some more how this is racist. Oh, you better not eat Mexican food anymore. You better not eat Mexican food. Nah. We're back. Levels of being back, so back that you couldn't understand back to back. Doesn't make any sense. Shut up, babe. All of these fat, fucking, ugly, white liberals upset about this. Not upset about this. Yeah, no, that's fine, right? Because it's only a handful, right? Yeah. Yeah, that you're dumb. That's why you're afraid of being called a racist still, you stupid, ugly liberals. Fuck you. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the videos. Board Jay, you're kept up to date on levels of winning that you couldn't possibly comprehend. It's all winning, boys. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.